My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date is the 20th of August 2009 and the time is now 8:29 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Andrew Tweedy. I'm 23. I'm from Derby originally, but I've been in London for 5 years now.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. A little bit nervous, but it'll be fine.
Anything in particular you're nervous about?
What am I going to do for an hour, really? I think I'm just going to stand up there and just be quiet and listen and, you know, look out and see how it goes.
When did you find out you had a place in the plinth?
Before the first person went on. Yeah.
So you applied right at the beginning?
Yeah. I applied, April time? I don't remember. My mum told me about it and she applied, and then I just applied on a Sunday evening just to see if I got it.
Did your mum get a place?
She didn't.
Why did you want to apply?
Just thought it'd be an interesting thing to do in London, really. It's a unique experience.
So do you have lots of different ideas about what you might do up there, seeing as you've known for quite some time you were going to do it?
I've known for quite some time, but it sort of slipped my mind. It's been in the back of my mind 20th of August, but I've not really come up with any plans or anything as such, so here I am now, without a plan.
You mentioned that you were living in London. London, but originally from Derby?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What are you doing in London?
I work for a shipbroking firm. I'm just a shipping analyst, so I track ships and whatnot.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's working in an office basically, tracking oil and where it moves around the world and whatnot.
How do you do it?
All the ships have a satellite tracking system on, and then we sort of check where they're loading and where they're going to, and there's all different websites and stuff.
How did you come to?
I went to uni and I did an economics degree, and then I applied for the job and I got the job. So it's quite like an economics-y sort of role. So that's what I do.
Where did you study?
I went to the London School of Economics, just over at the Old Witch. Graduated in 2007, so I've been in my job for about 2 years now, and I lived in Camden, followed by Hackney, and now I'm living in sort of Bermondsey / Shad Thames, sort of a little bit there. I've been there for 2 years.
So you've moved around quite a lot in London, even though you've only been here for a year?
Well, just being a student really, you live in a place for a year, then you move back home for the summer, come back down. But since I graduated, I've been in the same place. But yeah.
And which part of London do you particularly like?
Oh, I've got a soft spot for North London. I like Camden and Belsize Park, that sort of area, quite a lot. It's good. I like it there. Kentish Town as well.
What do you think might be going through your mind when you're on the plinth?
I'm hoping just to have a bit of quiet time, really, in the centre of London. So who knows what will be in my mind. An experience to be in London on your own little area, separate from everyone else, right in the centre, I guess.
Are you planning to talk to anyone?
At the moment, my plan is to get up and just stand there and keep as still as possible for as long as I can. Not that I don't want to do crowd interaction, I think it'd be quite good to sort of keep the Gormley style of people standing still and see if I can keep that up for an hour.
Have you been practicing?
I practiced last night and I practiced this morning.
Did you practice standing still?
Yeah, with my arms to the side like that. Like in the, last summer when he did the things on top of the beams. But I wasn't very good at it. I managed about 5 minutes last night, about 10 minutes this morning. But we'll see, it'll be different on the day, won't it?
How did you feel practicing that?
Bit of a wally, to be honest.
Were you alone?
No, girlfriend was in bed. I was stood at the end of the bed.
What's been her reaction to you taking part?
I think she was a bit bemused by it all, to be honest, as were all of my colleagues. In fact, everyone apart from my mum was a bit like, why do you want to stand on the plinth? But since she's been here this evening, she's looking forward to it. She's going to apply for the October, get in the door for that. So yeah, I think it's changed her view, and I've not even done it yet.
So what have you said to people when you've tried to explain why you wanted to do it?
Sort of a bemused look on my face, just I applied and I'm doing it. My boss was very very interested as to what I was going to do. He suggested counting buses while out there or reading a book out to people about economics. So it's bizarre really, but we'll see. I think he was quite, you know, people are impressed that you're going to go and stand on the plinth, I guess. But initially, people's reaction is, why do you want to go and stand on a bit of concrete in Schwab Square?
You mentioned earlier on that you wanted some quiet time.
Mm.
Is that important?
Yeah, I mean, I live right by the train tracks, so every day of the week I'm waking up by trains and going to sleep, sleeping with trains. Then I work in quite a busy office in the city, so it's, you know, it's always noisy. So just wondering how much quiet time I can actually have up there within my mind, I guess.
Are you used to the trains now?
Yeah, yeah. But it's still there at the end of the day. It's still noise, I guess.
Tell me a little bit more about where you actually grew up.
Grew up in a little village in Derbyshire, a little place called Eggington, actually, in a sort of a barn conversion with my family. I've got two older brothers. Had quite a lot of free space when I was growing up, so we lived in a little village and there was open fields all around us, so quite free to do what I wanted as I pleased. And I guess in London I've not really had that sort of open space just yet.
Do you miss that?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you be living in London, do you think, if it wasn't for work?
Well, I do enjoy like being in London and sort of the people that live here and the experiences that you can have in London. So I do enjoy being in London. It's just you miss sort of some things that you move away from to an extent.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Quite relaxed. I don't know, just reasonably, you know, relaxed and quite calm, quite at ease with myself, I guess.
And what do you like to do when you're not working?
Do quite a bit of running and whatnot, watch TV, do a bit of cooking, do a bit of DIY. just doing the skirting board on my flat, actually. I've had to use a router where you have to get the wires in the back of the skirting board, so that's how I spent last weekend, and this weekend I'm wallpapering, so that would be interesting. It's something to do, isn't it, I guess, something to use your hands on.
Are these things that you taught yourself?
Yeah, when I was growing up I had, I've still got a motorbike, but I did quite a lot of work on that, like with my hands and mechanics wise, and I've got an old Morris Minor as well, so keep that up to speed and whatnot. So quite good with my hands, and I guess in London you don't really have that outdoor space, or I haven't got a garage or anything, so end up doing quite a lot of to the house and whatnot. It's just a rented flat, so it's just a bit silly that I'm doing all this work, but yeah, it's all right.
Where's the Morris Minor? Is it down in London?
That's back in Derbyshire.
Oh, and the motorbike?
Yeah, unfortunately the motorbike's back there, but I don't think it's sensible to ride a motorbike in London, so yeah, I'm not too bothered about that. I go back quite frequently and go out on the weekend on it.
What's important to you in life at the moment, would you say?
just to enjoy yourself, really, and relax, and I don't know, work hard, play hard, enjoy yourself, have good experiences, you know, experience things a bit, really. Still young.
You were talking about Anthony Gormley's other work before, when you were talking about practicing.
Yeah.
What is it you like about his work, do you think?
It's very calm. Well, to be honest, I've only seen his work on the top of buildings in London, the Angel of the North, and the figures in the sea. I'm not sure. Is that on the Lincolnshire coast or somewhere? I'm not sure.
Liverpool.
I've seen that work, and it's just quite a nice, calm, relaxing work, I guess. It's very still. It's interesting that he's got very much, from the work that I've seen, he's got a very definite style, and I quite like that style.
I think you mentioned earlier on that your mum's quite interested in art, your mum?
Yeah, she's doing an art history course at Nottingham University at the moment, so she's quite into that. So when we were growing up, we used to go to quite a few art galleries and whatnot. We went to Salt's Mill in Bradford quite often, the David Hockney place. So, you know, and the Tate galleries and whatnot, so in St Ives and around and about. So yeah, she's very much into art, and I think she's hoping to get on the plinth at some point. So we'll see. She's down here tonight.
Do you think some of her interests have rubbed off on you?
I do enjoy going around art galleries on the weekend and whatnot. It depends the art gallery really and what the exhibition is on. I don't really like the Tate Modern as much. I do enjoy going around the Tate Britain because it's quite calming and relaxing. National Portrait, it's good to go around once or twice, but I generally just go to the cafe there, you know, the one underground, and it's got the glass ceiling. That's quite good when it's raining. I suppose I don't really follow art perhaps as much as I should. I quite like architecture and stuff like that. Quite a lot of the Foster and the Richard Rogers works and stuff like that. The Shard is just opposite my office, so eagerly waiting for that to be built.
So are you excited about the prospect of having a different view of some of the architecture in
there? Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure how, well, I suppose I'll find out in 10-15 minutes the different views of London, but no, it should be good. Should be able to see things from a different perspective, not being on the ground, I guess, and away from people as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think I've said enough.
Thank you very much indeed.